Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. My beautiful souls, welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to my OG listeners, thank you so much for being here, my love. Thank you for tuning back into your favorite show. I definitely messed up that intro. Can y'all tell it's been a minute since I've recorded? I actually recorded the intro for last week's episode and then my little update episode. So it hasn't been a minute since I've recorded, but it feels like it's been a minute since I've sat down to record a legit solo episode that hasn't been an intro, that hasn't been an update. And I'm excited because we have some things to talk about, my love. We have some things to talk about. So it's currently Monday and it's super gloomy here in Dallas. It's rainy. It's cold. It's one of those days where you just want to get in your bed, you know, be under your blanket, have a little cup of hot chocolate, hot cocoa, and just get cozy. But I woke up, I went to the gym, I did a little upper body day, and then I came back home, had a meeting for work, and then I have a little tiny break before my next call. So I was like, let me sit down and chat with my girls and my guys, okay? Because we gotta talk. The topic that I want to discuss today is around the upcoming full moon that we have this week. So if you're listening to this live, real time, or maybe you're a little bit later to the party and you're listening after this particular full moon, I'm talking about the full moon that is taking place on Thursday, January 25th, 2024. So I woke up this morning, like I said, was getting ready for the gym, and I was listening to Haley Comet Astrology. If you're not familiar with Haley, girl, I don't know where you stay at, where you be at, but I'm gonna need you to go find Haley on YouTube, okay? I've had her on the podcast before, and she is an amazing intuitive astrologer. The way that she summarizes and explains what's happening in astrology is so succinct. Succinct, but also so relatable. It's so easy to understand. She makes everything so simple. So I was watching her video. She does these Magic Monday videos where she basically tells you about the energy of the upcoming week. And as she's talking through the energy for this week, she mentions, we have a full moon this week. And I was like, oh yeah, we have a full moon. And I always think about full moons, or I always remember when they're coming up, because for me, I can feel that energy. I'm a Cancer moon. And so whenever we have full and new moons, my sleep tends to be disrupted. I tend to have vivid dreams. I tend to just feel a lot of that new moon or full moon energy very potently. And so as we were talking, or as she is talking rather, about the upcoming full moon, I was like, oh, full moon in Leo. And then I immediately thought, wait, which house does Leo rule in my chart? And I said, oh, Leo rules over my 7th house. And if you are an Aquarius rising as well, then Leo also rules over your 7th house. I remember talking about whole signs here. So if we're talking about Placidus, this particular full moon might be taking place in a different house in your chart. But for whole signs, just to keep this simple, if you're an Aquarius rising, Leo also rules your 7th house. And so 7th house, if y'all have listened to any of my energy reports and you remember, 7th house is relationships. It's one-on-one relationships. When I think about 7th house, I'm thinking about business partnerships. I'm thinking about long-term partnerships. I'm thinking about marriages, getting serious. 5th house is creativity, children, fun, and dating. So 5th house is more of you're dating, you got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, you got a little partner or whatever, puppy love, cutesy cutesy. But 7th house is, baby, where my ring at? Put that ring on my finger, baby, because we is locked in for life. That's the 7th house energy. So I said, ooh, that's interesting. And I thought, well, what is coming to a close within my 7th house? What am I ending or releasing? What is, coming to a culmination for me to close a door, to let it go, close that door, and move along on my way? And of course, I said, let me think back to what was happening when we had the new moon in Leo in 2023. So I go and I look it up. And if y'all remember, back in August, we had a new moon in Leo. I want to say it was August 16th. August 16th, 2023, we had that new moon in Leo. And of course, this new moon in Leo happened in my seventh house, again, Aquarius rising. And I said, well, what was happening back in August 2023? And immediately, I didn't have to go to my calendar. I didn't have to take too much time to think about it because it came to me so quickly because August 2023, I was going through it, baby. I was going through it. And I think I talked about it a bit in this in the past podcast episode, but I really want to get into it a little bit more today because I won't even lie to you. I didn't really talk too much about it because there was so much pain. There was so much grief. There was so much shame around what had happened. So if y'all remember, you know, I used to talk a lot about dating on the show and I used to talk a lot about my struggle with dating, particularly because being in Dallas, I feel as if, or I felt rather, because I feel like this has changed a bit, but I used to feel so like stuck when it came to dating because I was on the apps and I was going on dates and I was on Bumble and Hinge and Tinder and OkCupid and all of the things. And I was struggling to find a partner. And when you're in that place, right, no matter how much you know in your heart of hearts that divine timing is at play, no matter how much your friends who are in relationships tell you, focus on yourself and the person will come along when you're not looking, when the time is right, you start to feel as if something is wrong with you. You start to wonder why everyone and their mama out here getting into relationships when you are being your best self and doing the best things for you, right? And loving on yourself and showing up in a certain beautiful way. And people are complimenting your energy and complimenting your appearance, but yet you're struggling to find a partner. You start to think there's something wrong with you. And I know so many of you can relate to this, but I won't even lie to you. It got to the point where I was annoyed with talking about it simply because I felt so frustrated that here I was complaining about this thing that I could not do anything about. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, yes, you can work on yourself. You can go to therapy. You can show yourself love, yada, 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 all of the things, right? But partnerships and finding your person, finding a person, it comes down to divine timing. There's nothing that you can do if you are meant to meet that person at 35 or 32 or 45 and you are 26. Baby, there's nothing you can do. At this point, you better live your life and turn up and just enjoy your single years because your time is going to come, but there's nothing that you can do to speed up what God has set on a timeline for you. You feel me? And when I was talking about all of these things, y'all were in it with me. Y'all were in the trenches with me on these apps. And so when I finally got to a place where, oh my God, I was in this relationship and I was so happy and I was so excited. And I said, you know what? I can talk about this person. He's asked me to be his girlfriend. I can actually talk about this person online and I can be happy. And I don't have to hide my joy and I don't have to be afraid. You know, it was almost, I felt like whenever I was dating, it felt like as soon as I started to get close to someone, as soon as I started to get excited about someone, it felt like I was walking on fucking eggshells because God forbid I say something or do something and all of a sudden I'm ghosted. All of a sudden they disappear. All of a sudden they don't want what I want anymore, even though they said they did it at the very beginning. And when I finally was in that relationship, I was so excited because I felt, wow, I don't have to walk on the eggshells anymore. I'm here, right? I have this person and we're locked in and they're excited about me and I'm excited about them. And so I can share that. And I shared that with you guys. And the amount of pain I felt when it ended, but then the amount of shame I also felt because here I was sharing and I literally had people, I remember the shame felt so much more potent when I had people who messaged me, who expressed how excited and happy they were for me because they saw how much I struggled with dating and how much I you know, struggled along that journey, they saw that I had met someone that made me happy and that I was in this relationship with, and it made them feel really happy for me. Or if they were also single and, you know, struggling, it made them feel like, wow, there's hope, right? If I got the thing at the end that we all wanted, then there was that hope. To have those people be saying those things and then to have to come on here, not even like, what, 2 months later and be like, oh, JK, we're broken up. I was so embarrassed because this was the shit that I was trying to avoid, right? Like, this is the shit that I was trying to avoid. And at this point, y'all might not hear about me and no man until I'm fucking married. Because, anyways, but that was so frustrating to me. And so August 2023, I was navigating that breakup. And I was struggling so much because at the time when I'd moved, you guys know I moved in August, like early August. This home that I'm in, when I moved, this home, I'd actually imagined this home to be for me and that person. We were in this place where things were going so well. We were so excited. And you know, you naturally start to talk about the future when you're with someone and you are in a place where you feel like there is a future. You start to talk about, well, you know, do you want to get married? Do you, and not to that person necessarily, but you start to talk about like what you want, you know, kids, marriage, where you want to live in the future, things like that. And when I was looking for a place to live, and this person was also looking for a place to live, we kind of had this mutual understanding that this place that I'm in now could be and would be our place. I think that the breakup coupled with moving into this house, coupled with the fact that this house was essentially going to be, whether it was in the near future or a little bit further along, going to be our home. And moving in here and knowing that that reality was no longer going to be, that reality was gone. It was just taken away from me. Knowing that the relationship was just taken away from me. Knowing that just everything that I imagined with that person was no longer possible. And also knowing that I had showed up in this space and been so vulnerable about my journey with you guys, with dating, and shared what I thought was this happy ending, only to have to be like, just kidding, it's not a happy ending. It was a lot. It was a lot. And I think I took it in stride for the most part that month. Like, I really, you know, leaned into the understanding that rejection is for my protection, that if someone can't be sure about me, then I don't want to be with someone. I don't want to be with that person. If someone is confused about what role they want to play in my life, they could be confused over there. They can be confused in not my fucking vicinity, because that's not fair to me, right? But that's what I was navigating in 2023. I was navigating that entire struggle of feeling like I was just so tired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And over the last 6 months, it's been a lot of just struggle. Like, I've been in therapy and I've been doing all these things. But I think after that, it kicked off a lot of confusion within me, because I was like, well, do I even want to stay in Dallas anymore? Because here I am, I've been here for years, and these men just seem to be not it, which I know they're not it everywhere it seems. So really and truly, like, if I have to escape this, it seems I have to go to Mars. No, but it was just the struggle of feeling like, you know, I don't have that partnership. I'm struggling with my community. I felt so defeated, and I felt so like it was weird, because there was like the high of like being in a new place and also knowing that I'd hit this
goal that I wanted and almost like manifested this thing that I want in terms of the home. But there was also the pain I felt because it was so bittersweet. It was like, here I am experiencing this thing that I really wanted, but the person that I thought was going to be here experiencing it with me is gone and they're never coming back. It was really trippy experiencing both of those two extremes at the same time. Like, I really did struggle with that after that month. I will say that this particular month, has felt like a quantum leap type of month. I have just really been leaning into, you know what, everything aside, what do I want to do and what do I feel called to do and how can I tap into what my intuition is telling me? How can I tap into my higher self? Because I feel like somewhere along that journey towards the end of 2023, not that I lost that connection with myself, but I felt like I was really struggling. There was a lot of confusion and lack of clarity because I was really struggling to connect with my higher self. And this month, I felt like it's been a reconnection with that person, reconnection with that version of myself. You know, I was exploring the, do I leave Dallas? Do I stay? I was exploring the, you know, what does dating look like for me moving forward? What does community look like for me moving forward? And I feel like I've just done a lot of things this month to really leap in the right direction. And so we have this full moon in Leo, seventh house for me, right? Coming up this week. And it's so kismet because I'm actually moving. What's crazy is I know you're probably like, DeAndre, you literally just moved. Are you fucking well? I know. But I did this thing the other day. And if you are a self-projected projector, I highly, highly recommend you try this out. I actually had a friend from work suggest this to me. You know who you are if you're listening. I was talking to her about how I was struggling with all of these decisions and just kind of like trying to find, what do I do? Because really and truly, any decision that I make would be the right decision. But that makes it harder when there's no obvious wrong. And she said, well, she's also a projector, so she really, you know, you got to talk to your projector friends, okay? But she was like, well, you're a self-projected projector. So for you, it's all about kind of that sounding board. So whether you're going to a friend and talking things out, whether you're journaling or even just doing a voice memo to yourself. And so I said, that's a brilliant idea. And I remember I took that day and I recorded a voice memo and I was talking to myself about this decision, about just everything. And within a few minutes of the voice note, I started crying and I didn't realize all of what was sort of under the surface, what was there that I wasn't excavating properly, that I wasn't allowing to come to the surface properly. And what came up during that voice note was that this home that I'm in, there was so much pain here for me because every day that I wake up and I walk around or I'm making my lunch or I'm making my dinner or I'm sitting in my office, there's a moment where I think about the reality that I thought I was going to be experiencing with this person in this home. Do you see what I'm saying? And there's sort of this like energetic cloud over this place where, as beautiful as it is and as grateful as I am, I feel like I haven't fully been able to integrate that or lean into that because I'm so stuck energetically in that place. I don't know. I think when I share this, sometimes I have this fear of people not understanding what I'm feeling or not understanding the seriousness of this, because it is a privilege to be able to move and it is a privilege to say, this environment isn't suiting me, I'm gonna leave. I totally understand that. And so for those who may not have that privilege, it might seem so insane to me that I'm like, oh, the energy isn't right, I have to go. But one thing I know about myself is when the energy isn't right for me in a specific environment, it has the potential to really slow my growth and slow my potential in ways that aren't favorable to me, in ways that really, that just aren't good. When I recognize it, I have to do my duty to change that environment in some way. And so as I'm doing this voice note with myself and I'm talking myself through it, and I'm like, well, do I stay in Dallas? And, you know, do I go back to Boston? And what is it? Like, why am I struggling with this? What was coming to the surface for me was that I wanted to stay here in Dallas and I wanted to change my environment, but then I also wanted to allow myself to deepen my relationships with the people that I had here. Because somewhere along the line, I also was doing this thing where I had people around me and I have people around me, but I wasn't deepening those relationships. I was afraid of deepening those relationships. And so I was keeping them surface in order to protect myself in some way. Because if we don't get deep with someone, if we don't, you know, get vulnerable, if we don't dive into the deep end with that connection, then we can't really get hurt, can we? We can't get hurt as much as we are afraid of getting hurt. I did the voice note and I talked to myself. And then after everything finished, I kind of felt this wash of understanding sort of lay over me. And I decided to go and tour the other home. This isn't like a major move to a whole new place. This is literally, I'm staying within the same place that I live in essentially, but it would just be a different home within this place and a different layout of the home. So I went over to the office and, you know, I'd messaged them, we were talking, and they actually, so funny, they'd actually let me know that 6 months into my lease, if I wanted to, I could actually move to a different place within the community and there wouldn't be any, like, the only fee that I would have to pay is just a new security deposit, which I was like, that's totally fine. It was also so kismet that the one layout that I was interested in, the one that would suit me, was actually the one that was available as of next month. And it was going to be perfect timing, like my lease, I would be 6 months into my lease, I could apply and I could get right into that next one in a month. And so I toured and I was like, I'm going to tour and I'm going to just see how I feel. Because I had been touring other places with a friend who's actually looking for a place out here, who's just literally moving to Dallas this month as well. None of the places that I saw with her were my vibe, but I was like, I'm going to tour this place. And I toured, and as soon as we walked in the front door, I was like, this is it. I was like, this is it. This is my new home. It just felt so open. It just felt like the place. And I know that when I toured this place, I felt that too. And I'm not saying that was wrong, because I also believe that as you're changing and as you're transforming, you have to recognize that the person that you are at any given moment is going to align with certain things, certain opportunities, certain people, certain environments. And as you change and as you transform, especially if you're doing so on a very rapid basis, you are going to notice the need to align yourself with different things. Now, it could be, you know, that certain friendships don't align anymore, certain relationships. It could be that you feel like, damn, I got to move. I want to move somewhere new. I want to move to a new city, a new home. It could be that you feel like changing your job, changing your hair color, changing your makeup, changing your style, whatever it is. But I want you to know that it's okay. Like, if 6 months ago you felt so sure about one thing and then now today you're feeling like, I don't know if that's right anymore, nothing is wrong with that. That is totally okay. I think that we do this thing where we try to make it so that we're always doing the same things consistently, and somehow that is supposed to indicate whether or not we are or were ever serious about that thing. And that's not true. Like, you can change your mind and you should be changing your mind and changing things as you're transforming. You can't keep doing everything in the same way and expecting different results, especially again, if you are wanting to honor your transformation. 6 months ago when I toured, or it was more than 6 months ago when I toured where I live now, and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. I love it. It's amazing. It was, and it is, but it's no longer aligned. And so I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't lean into changing things, if I have the ability and the opportunity to change things. And I have both of them right now. And so for me, it was a no-brainer. For me, if I have the ability to change it financially, if I have the opportunity to change it because the timing is working out, I'm going to change it. I'm not going to stay in this place that is honestly the place that I thought I was going to be with this person that I was in a relationship with, and I'm no longer with them. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't. This full moon, to me, feels like a releasing of that relationship, the energy from that relationship. It's a definite releasing of the home, because once this full moon happens, within a few weeks, I will be in my new home. So it's a releasing of the physical space and the physical energy that I am occupying as I am still processing everything that's happened. It's a release of the trauma. It's a release of all of the things that have to do with any sort of negative relationship perspective when it comes to my life. Because again, seventh house, romantic relationships, one-on-one partnerships. So not only is this about releasing that particular energy and that individual, but this is about stepping into a new era of how I am manifesting and co-creating relationships in my life, not just romantic, but also those one-on-one long-term partnerships. Because coming into this year, I have realized that I really have to stand on business when it comes to my relationships. Like if it's not what I want, if the person isn't showing up the way that I want, if they're not doing the things that feel aligned with the life that I want to live and the relationship that I want to have, I don't want it. I don't want it. And this isn't about not compromising or anything like that, but this is just about knowing what that standard is and allowing myself to operate in a space that only honors that standard. If there is a space that is threatening to make me lower my standard in order to meet someone where they are, I don't fucking want it. I don't have time for it. I don't. Simple enough as that. I don't. That's looked like just change in perspective when it comes to dating, change in perspective when it comes to relationships. I'm very much right now in a space where I am dating. I'm open to dating, but it's looked like I'm not on the apps at the moment, but it also just looked like allowing myself to experience other people and knowing that if I go on a date with someone or if I go on multiple dates with someone, they don't necessarily have to be my husband. I could just be enjoying the experience. But knowing that for someone to be able to go to that next level with me, they have to be standing on business about me, because I'm standing on business about me. And if you're not, then you have absolutely no place to occupy in my life and in my space and in my energy. Like, I simply do not have time for it. So that's where we're at. And it's, again, it's so exciting to like have made that connection between that new moon and this full moon and just some of the things that are happening, because Pluto, as you guys know, has also gone into Aquarius. That happened on January 20th. And that's a transit that hasn't happened in its entirety since 1777. Like, I want y'all to understand, we are living through a time right now, baby. We are living through a time. And so with that particular transit, if you're also Aquarius rising like myself, you are going through major transformations in self over the next 20 years. This could be in your aesthetic, your look, your style. This could be in your POV or perspective on the world, how you see yourself, how other people see you, how you show up. This is about reclamation of personal power. The way that I'm showing up now, and I've even seen it already in just the way, like my outlook on life. This is about wearing what you want because you don't care how other people are going to perceive you. This is about saying what's on your mind and saying it with your chest. This is about standing on business about yourself and knowing that even if no one else stands on business about you, you about to. Like, this is literally about taking back your personal power, reclaiming that, and not being afraid of your power. Have you ever seen someone who is afraid of their power? I actually saw this TikTok the other day where this woman said something about how she had a dog and the dog had like one day looked in the mirror when it was like a puppy and like licked the mirror. And then like after, when it grew up, it like the sun showed the dog itself in the mirror again. And the dog was scared of its own reflection because it forgot how big it was. Like, it forgot that it was powerful. And I think a lot of that happens with us, where sometimes we forget just how powerful we are. We forget exactly what type of power we hold within us. And we get afraid of it. And when you are afraid of your own power, you will self-sabotage. You will stunt your growth. You will fear transformation. You will put yourself in a box and you will stay there because you are so afraid of what lives beyond the box. And I'm here to say, baby, fuck that box. Get out the box. One and two. Throw that shit away and lean into it. Like, there's nothing wrong with being powerful. If people can't handle your energy, If people are intimidated by you, if people are afraid of you, if people are afraid of what you bring to the table and how much you can change their life and how much you can impact the world, that is a them problem. Stop letting these people keep you in a box. Stop letting yourself keep you in that box, because what type of life you gonna live if you stay in that box forever? You see what I'm saying? So going into this year, when I tell you quantum leap left and right, because one thing about me is I'm gonna change my environment and I'm gonna change my life. So I know for myself, like every single time, and if y'all look back, if you literally have listened to the show from day one, you will see it. There's no denying it. You will see it. The move that I made to Jersey, the move that I made to Dallas, when I broke that first lease and moved out that apartment and came to my last place I was living, when I lived there for 2 years to when I moved here, like every single time I have had the opportunity to change my environment and I have leaned into that when it was uncomfortable, when it was painful, when it was just not what I wanted to do, but I was like, I'm gonna do it anyways because I feel called to do this. Every single time I have done that, my life has changed. Things have up-leveled. I have understood a different version of myself in a way that I never thought I could before. And so I'm excited for whatever this next version holds, whatever this next chapter holds, because I know it is a chapter that's all about power. And one thing about me, I know that I'm a powerful individual. I know I'm a powerful soul. And I am feeling like it is time. It is time to reclaim that power. So sit with that. And I want y'all to think about that. What were you going through in August 2023? And what have you done in the last 6 months? What has come to fruition in the last 6 months? What has come up to the surface and maybe been uncomfortable for you to process, maybe been painful for you to process? What are you ready to release and let go? What are you ready to close the doors on? What chapter are you ready to stop reading and be done with as you step into that next one? Because this full moon, baby, oh, she not coming to play. And neither are you. So I'm very excited. I wanted to talk through that with you guys and share what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and what is happening. I also want you guys to know that this year, I mentioned it in that little update, I'm on YouTube, okay? Like I said, I'm not playing by myself. I'm not. And I know I've said this several times, so if you don't take me seriously until I'm 6 months into this, like I totally understand. Like I get it, okay? I get it. I have to earn your trust. So come find me over on YouTube. I have it linked in the show notes. It's just DeAndre Nicolette over there. Right now, there's just a vlog up that I had posted last week, a daily vlog just showing behind the scenes, working my 9 to 5, doing some podcast stuff, getting coffee, you know, just a regular daily vlog. And then tomorrow, I have a video going live that's all about the books that I'm reading this year. So I'm bringing the book club series back on YouTube, where I talk about books that I read sometimes and give y'all the lowdown on what they're about. So that's coming this Wednesday. I forget what's up next Wednesday, but tap in, tune in every Wednesday. I might do some bonus videos here and there just to kind of like, you know, keep the content flowing. But come find me on YouTube, come find me on Instagram, come find me on TikTok. Literally everything will be linked down in the show notes for you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it's kind of more of like a little personal one, but I really hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you have a beautiful week and a happy full moon. I'm so excited for this year, you guys. It's going to be such a powerful one. It already is. And I want y'all to tap into that energy. Okay, my loves, leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed this, if you enjoy my show, all the good things. All right, bye, my loves. Chat later. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and
growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.